Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One, two, one, two.
Oh, hello! Good evening!
And welcome. Evening.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took less time than we thought that it might do. Ben thought it would take 10 to 12 hours. Yeah. Will thought 15, but it took a lot of admin. Cause we're in a submarine! It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Ooh! It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Hello!
Hello from the submarine.
Yo! Listen to this. It's going to be so cool and great, man. But it's not the potato episode. That what? Is imminent, but there's been a delay. We do, however, have five super guys playing musical instruments just for you. On drums, it's Ben, Bert, Reynolds. Play super quietly, please, Bert.
Super quiet. That's it.
On bass, it's Will, Stan, Collymore. Please play super quietly, Will. A bit quieter. That's it. A bit quieter, please, as well, Bert. On keys, it's the pianist. Please play super quietly, mate. Yeah, really quietly. Oh, yeah. On trumpet, it's Joe Hawkwind. Please play super quietly, Hawk. Oh, yeah. And finally, introducing on saxophone, for the first time, it's Mark Baby Brown. Mark, please play super loudly. Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah. There we go. There are lots of famous Browns in the land.
Correct.
So before we introduce our special one-person guest audience, we're going to have a little journey on the Brown train.
Cool.
Okay. So we're going to stop at various...
Is it like the gravy train?
What do you mean?
Well, gravy's brown.
Right, and then it is then, isn't it? Same colour.
Yeah.
Hmm. We're going to stop at various Browns. You can try to guess the next brown, each stop, because we're going to go from the coolest to the least cool brown.
Oh.
Okay.
Brilliant game.
So we'll start at James Brown, obviously, and then you can guess the rest.
He's the coolest, is he?
Of course he's the coolest.
Okay.
Was he? Was he? Did he do something
yeah.
bad?
Yeah. Oh,
fine.
I mean, quite a lot of stuff bad.
But cool.
In a cool way.
In a cool way. Okay, so I need some soul, please. And I there are 10 browns on the brown train stop system. Here we go. It's the brown train. It's the brown train. It's the brown train. Please sing the chorus with me. It's the brown train. It's the brown train. It's the brown train. Oh! All aboard the brown train. We're stopping at James Brown. Oh, yeah. Second stop. Anyone want to guess the second stop on the brown train?
Mark Brown.
No, 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 not yet. That's number eight. Number two. The second stop. Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown. The rapper. Bobby Brown. And number three. Woody Brown, your son.
Oh, he's a good one,
podcast
yeah.
child. Number four. Any other Browns? Anyone? Oh. It's the Brown Train.
The Brown Train, yeah.
Anyone know any other Browns?
No.
Ian Brown. Ian Brown from the Stone Roses.
Indy Brown.
Ian Brown. And number five on the Brown Train. Carla Bruni. Wife of Sarkozy. And just a supermodel. An absolutely supermodel. Number six.
On the Brown Train.
On the Brown Train. Melanie Brown.
Melanie Brown. Mel B.
Mel B. Mel B. Wes Brown. Wes Brown.
Oh, yeah, defender. On the Brown Train.
He currently played for Kerala Blasters in India.
Oh, wow.
On the Brown Train.
Yeah.
At number eight, Mark Brown. Mark Brown. At number nine, Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown. On the Brown Train. Yeah.
On the Brown Train. And the last stop. Everyone stop. Everyone know. It's Darren Brown.
Darren Brown.
It's the least cool of the Browns. Mysterious, but not cool. Okay. By the way, Granddaddy, the song about Granddaddy's pea farm, is now available to buy on Bandcamp for £1. There's quite a few things by us there. Just Google Bandcamp, horn section. Also, we're doing a few more tour dates. Please look up the website for those dates. It's places like Northampton, Reading, Kingston, Salisbury, Ronnie Scott's, Northampton, London, High Wycombe, oh, Richmond and Guildford. See you there. Holy smoke! Our special one-person guest audience has just arrived. And look who it is. Shut up, it's Pat Cahill!
Good evening,
Pat
everybody.
Pat Cahill!
Sorry.
Not yet, not yet. Sorry. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for having me. Sorry, I didn't realise my name was coming up.
Yeah. No one's ever spoken over
that. I was singing over it.
Have you listened to the podcast before, Pat?
Yes. I've very, very short memories.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
This is the podcast, Pat. So now us guys, me and you, we just talk. And those guys over there, they play music.
Podcast Pat.
The pianist did a little... the trumpeter is joining in this.
A podcast Pat and a black and white cat.
It's that sort of level. Enjoy the humour so far?
It's good, yeah.
It's quite funny, isn't it?
It's very funny so far. Mm,
so far, so good. Oh, what do you want to do now, Pat?
What do I want to do?
In the podcast, what do you want to do now? Next, what do you want to do next? Do you want to tell us about the best thing you've ever done?
Yeah, can do.
Okay. What music would you like underneath the story?
It's a sort of tropical beach.
Yeah, it's tropical beach.
Best thing I've ever done.
Best thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
Just going to have a little wander around.
I was in Costa Rica.
Lovely.
Nice.
I was fishing on a very quiet cove. My wife had a book. She was sleeping, nodding in and out of sleep. She was happy. I knew she was happy for about 2 hours. And I had 2 hours to fish, uninterrupted. I was fishing for whatever would come out. I had a king prawn on the end of a line. And I'd seen some people bathing earlier in the day. They'd been out in the cove. And I thought I'd been watching from a restaurant. I thought the water doesn't look too choppy, so I can go out further than I thought imaginable. I went out waist deep. I stood on a little rock, and I was casting out into the sea as far as I possibly could. It was a beautiful moment. The water, I didn't realise, would be bath warm, and was slowly lapping me, and getting slightly higher and higher. And it was sort of it was just above the knees. Then it got above that level, went up to the crotch. And I was casting out, catching nothing, but casting out with the gentle warm water of the Caribbean, lapping my balls as I caught no fish. My wife was happy, I was happy. It was probably the best moment of my life. Honeymoon.
The story's over. Married.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
2 years ago in May.
Wow.
I did catch one fish. It was I thought it was poisonous, but it turned out it was just a hairy wrasse.
Yes, yes. For those of you who've donated money to us via Patreon, we are truly thankful. And if you're expecting and hoping to hear your dingle, you will hear that dingle later, because we are now grouping the dingles at the end of the episode. For that time will be dingle time.
Dingle time!
Tune in at the end of the episode for dingle time.
Dingle time!
To introduce you properly to the listener, Pat, I'm going to sing a song about you. We always do that.
Obviously.
And I've used the music to one of the most famous TV shows that rhymes with your name. Do you know any TV shows that rhymes with your name?
I can't think. Pat Cahill.
Pat Cahill. It's not hard.
Grange Hill.
Batman. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat, I can see you with it. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Batman. Pat Cahill.
Do you wish you'd thought of Grange Hill now? No.
No.
Fine.
Okay. Ready to sing Pat Cahill's song?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
Okay, listeners, this is today's guest.
One, two.
He's a British comic and his name's not palindromic. He went to uni at Anglia. Toblerone's a triangular. He's been going since 2009. His talent is genuine. He won a Chortle Award in 2012 on IMDb. He's played himself. He goes up to the Edinburgh Festival. Some of his acts are quite musical. He goes up to the Edinburgh Festival. Some of his acts are quite musical. Pat Cahill. Batman.
Hey, yeah? You got it in at the end there. That was lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. Can we sing one of your songs now, please?
Yeah,
Pat
sure.
Cahill.
Yeah. Which one?
Pat
which
Cahill.
One do you want to do?
Could we sing? There's a song of yours which I like called Two Puppies.
Yeah.
Would you mind if we sing Two
Absolutely.
Puppies?
Absolutely. It's a wartime song.
Yeah.
You can tell us. Yeah, you can tell us about it first if you want.
Well, I did it in a show called Panjandrum, which was loosely wartime themed, mm-hmm. Because actually John Kern said that my act needed another war for it to work. So he wanted people. He thought I needed people bereft of joy. So yeah, this is an old sweet little wartime number. Okay. Two Little Puppies. I can't believe you know it.
Yeah, we know. Here we go.
Two little puppies in two little pushchairs. I've got the sun on my side. I'm feeling chipper, it can't be denied. I'm pushing canine out in the sunshine. Got two little puppies in two little pushchairs. I've got the world at my feet. But if I go to the doctor and I say, what's become? Thank you. That was an absolute treat.
A treat for all of us. Pat, Will's had a really good idea for a recurring feature for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Will?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to tell us about it now? I'll tell you what, we'll come back to it later on. Now then, Pat Cahill, on Wikipedia it says this, performing since 2009. Yeah. When did you last read your Wikipedia entry just now?
I read it a few years back because I know a very particular friend of mine back from in Norwich had changed some dates because they didn't want me to look better than I was.
Oh, well, this doesn't look great. Performing since 2009, Cahill has had the majority of his...
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's the same person.
Cahill has had the majority of his success in 2012.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
how do you feel about that sentence and how is your career going?
I think they've changed it back because I think I got rid of that by updating my own Wikipedia.
Well, this was last night.
It's fresh.
Yes, it's fresh. Yeah.
I feel that's probably spot on. Mm. And I kind of resent when everyone introduces me as award winning because it was a brand new act competition.
Well, you won the Chortle Breakthrough Award.
Yeah, yeah.
I won that as
No,
well.
I didn't win it. I didn't win that. Hang on. Did I? No, I got newcomer, not breakthrough.
Oh, well done.
Yeah,
well done.
Cheers, well done.
I think your career's going very well.
Good, I'm glad someone does.
But I think Wikipedia needs to know more about it.
Yeah, what should I put on there? Podcasting.
I like it when it says controversy. You know, when it has personal life,
mm-hmm.
career, controversy. Have you had any controversy?
I got headbutted by a woman in Nottingham once. I was wearing a tin hat at the time.
Yeah, that would count.
She hurt herself.
Yeah. Well, some of our acts is also musical, Pat Cahill, so you can now listen. You can sit back and listen to a song by Willip, the bassist, and afterwards I'd like you to say which pop song it's exactly as good as.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, one, two. I've got a pen, I've got a pen, I've got a pen, I've got a pen.
Everyone here has got a pen, and Mark and Joe and Will and Ben.
And Ed, but mine is full of lead. A pencil, I've got a pencil,
I've got a pencil,
I've got a pencil,
I've got a pencil.
Everyone here has got a pencil, Ed and Mark and Joe and Ben.
And Will, but mine breathes through its gills. A fish, a fish,
a fish, said Will.
I've got a fish, I've got a fish,
I've got a fish,
I've got a fish.
Everyone here has got a fish, Ed and Mark and Will and Joe.
And Mark, but mine is covered in bark. A tree, a tree,
a tree, said Mark.
I've got a tree.
I've got a tree,
I've got a tree,
I've got a tree.
Everyone here has got a tree, and Mark and Ed and Ben
and me and Joe, but mine is covered in snow. An igloo, an igloo,
an igloo, said Joe.
I've got an igloo,
I've got an igloo,
I've got an igloo,
I've got an igloo.
Everyone here has got an igloo, Ed and Mark and Ben and Joe.
And Will, but mine is full of pills.
Pills, that's not an igloo, it's a first aid kit.
I've got a first aid kit, I've got a first aid kit,
I've got a first aid kit,
I've got a first aid kit.
Everyone here has got a first aid kit.
Will and Joe and Ben and Ed
and Mark, but mine is covered in sparks. A firework, a firework,
a firework, said Mark.
I've got a firework,
I've got a firework,
I've got a firework,
I've got a firework.
Everyone here has got a firework.
Mark and Ben and Ed and Will
and Joe, but mine is currently in tow. A caravan, a caravan,
a caravan, said Joe.
I've got a caravan,
I've got a caravan,
I've got a caravan,
I've got a caravan.
Everyone here has got a caravan.
Mark and Will and Ed and Joe
and Ben, but mine is married to Ken. A Barbie, a Barbie,
a Barbie, said Ben.
I've got a Barbie,
I've got a Barbie,
I've got a Barbie,
I've got a Barbie.
Everyone here has got a Barbie.
Will and Joe and Mark and Ben
and Ed, but mine is dead.
Absolutely flawless.
There we go, Pat.
That was a bloody masterpiece,
yeah. What pop song do you think it's exactly as good as?
I'd go with the rhyme scheme was solid. I did. I was enjoying it. I wasn't thinking, but I'd pop it in Mike's level of member number five.
Member number five.
Take that.
Yeah, I've got a bit of that about it. Willip's all tied up there. My favourite line was Mark and Will and Joe and Bensel.
Yeah.
Was that the only time the names became the thing?
I think so.
I thought that was going to run and run, but no. Very nice. Oh, Pat, what sort of music are you into? Do you like old-fashioned music?
I do, yeah. I've done a lot of old-fashioned music, folk music and wartime stuff.
Would you like to sing some old-fashioned music with me, a duet?
Yeah.
I've written some words.
Yeah.
I can give them to you.
It's fairly self-explanatory. There we go.
Here's the lyrics. Are you all right just to sing it first time?
Yeah.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss.
A sigh is just a sigh.
A goose is just a goose.
A canoe is just a canoe.
A wetsuit is just a wetsuit.
A bottle of bubble bath is just a bottle of bubble bath.
A uniform is just a uniform.
Goggles are just goggles.
An inflatable raft is just an inflatable raft.
An iguana is just an iguana.
A ping pong ball is just a ping pong ball.
A pallet is just a pallet.
A lifeguard station is just a lifeguard station.
A robot is just a robot.
A pig is just a pig.
An army tank is just an army tank.
A glow stick is just a glow stick.
A 1990s era computer is just a 1990s era computer.
And all those lyrics were taken from, anyone guess what's the list of things?
War Games, the movie.
No, it's from a website called TMIAquatics.com, and the piece was called Objects Found in Swimming Pools.
A pig!
Now then, Willip!
Yes?
Back to you, this idea of a recurring feature.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what is a recurring feature?
Or
should we come back to you? We'll come back to you later on. Yeah, what's your favourite TV theme tune, Pat? Mate?
Pat? Yeah. Sorry, I should have. I've the best TV theme tune.
Best TV theme tune.
I like the one too. What's it called? Succession.
I like that. Can you play that?
Good, that one.
Can we see if we can sing it and get him? Yeah. Have you heard the theme tune to the Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know what the best thing about that is?
No.
It never ends. It's an infinite theme tune.
Right.
All of our songs seem to be slightly similar this week, but that's all right, isn't it? Can we play you the infinite version of the Antiques?
Yes, please.
Theme tune? And I've got the lyrics here. So this is the infinite version of the Antiques Roadshow theme tune. One, two, three. It's old, it's gold, it's fake, it's French, it's weird, it's brass, it's worth a lot, it's just a piece of wood. And oh my God, this one's the Holy Grail. But on we go with more antiques. The show will never end, 'cause there are always things that people buy then hide or lose or something else. Antiques, 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 antiques. Yeah. You like it? Willip.
Hello.
Tell us about this recurring idea of yours.
Well,
in the next break, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, Pat, what information do you want to share with the listener about yourself? You've got 30 seconds to communicate anything about yourself so to persuade people to come and sort of hang out with you or buy tickets. 30 seconds, Pat.
I'm doing a Christmas special with my friend John Kearns.
This will go out in January.
Don't come to that. But if you want some merch, I sell some 3D printed little pop things that make a noise. And
really?
They've got the word "I'm fine" on them because I've got a 3D printer. That's interesting enough, isn't it?
How much do these items sell for?
They retail for around £2.
£2. How much do they cost you to make?
About 3p.
Oh, that's £1.97 profit.
Yeah, plastic is cheap.
Okay, and where can we next see you perform after Christmas? You've got 4 seconds.
After Christmas, it will be probably the Bill Murray.
Stop! Hey, Mark, it's that time of the show when you learn a new instrument in 3 minutes.
Is it?
Yep.
Cool.
And today, Mark, it's this, the hot pink automaton.
Wow, look at that.
It's best-selling. This is all from the website. Best-selling, one of Japan's best-selling musical instruments. Portable synthesizer toy. Fun and easy to play. You can create different sound and pitch by pressing down the middle part of the automaton. Pat, what tune do you want Mark to play? He's got 3 minutes to learn it. Final countdown?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, please leave the recording studio for 3 minutes and then come back and perform the final countdown on the automaton.
So much faith. I've so much faith. Is it? It's the same shape as a little pink saxophone.
It is. Or a musical note. I think that's what
I think it is.
I guess a saxophone, yeah. A little prawn. It's time to revisit Jorge and Jesus. Have you heard any of Jorge and Jesus' work before, Pat?
No.
Well, you'll enjoy it. It's very subtle, clever, comedic writing.
Right.
Very few people can write this sort of thing. However, a double act called Elijah and Oliver have written this week's Jorge and Jesus outing. And they're better than anything that's ever been written in this section. And Elijah and Oliver are twins, and they are 11 years old. Okay, here we go. It's Jorge and Jesus. Thank you, Mark. Well done.
Thank you.
You've missed the introduction to Jorge and Jesus. This week it's been written by two young twins.
While Jorge and Jesus, the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by. Hey, Jesus.
Yes, Jorge.
Did your friend Al give you these tickets?
Yes, he's always trying to promote old-fashioned things. That's classic Al.
Okay, so they're on a trip to, music, sort of music-based performance this week. So that was the first. Did you get the joke? That's classic Al. Classical.
God, no.
So it'll be things like that.
Okay, right.
Okay. We've got to enjoy.
Okay, yeah. I'll go. I'll keep my ears peeled.
Yes, get your ears peeled.
Hey, Jorge.
Yes, Jesus.
Are you sure you're okay to go to the concert?
Yes, I am. Why do you ask?
Because you seem a little crotchety.
Crotchety? That's a musical term.
Good.
I'm with it now.
Yeah.
What's a crotchet?
Can you play a crotchet for us?
One beat.
Could somebody play a crotchet, please? That's a...
Oh! Yeah.
Can you play a quaver? See what I mean?
What is it?
You'll do a minim. Do a minim. Oh. Yeah. All very different, aren't they?
Well, the crotchet. Quaver. Minim.
Okay. Carry on with it, then.
Teacher.
Hey, Jesus.
Yes, Jorge.
Have you noticed when a band fights, the rhythm section always wins?
That's because the other section's arguments are baseless.
I'm not sure if you did that one justice, will it?
Okay. That's because the other section's arguments are baseless.
The rhythm section has the bass in. Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't have... You have it, they don't.
Yes, it's baseless.
Yeah.
Elijah and Oliver.
Hey, Jorge.
Yes, Jesus.
I hope they play that song about chocolate tonight.
Why?
It's good because it's not very long, and I like just a few bars of chocolate.
That's quite good, isn't it?
That's good,
Bars.
Bars. There's a few bars.
Another musical term?
Musical bars.
Musical bars.
Hey, Jorge.
Yes, Jesus.
I've been writing my own piece of music, but I've also had to move 3 times, so I wrote it in 4 flats.
Is that a key signature?
Yeah.
It's quite clever, isn't it?
Very clever.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus, have you heard any reviews of this orchestra?
Yes, I have, and most were good, but one said that they played sheet music.
That's enough. 11-year-old. Naughty.
Naughty.
They have bracketed shit after sheet.
Very naughty.
Just for clarity.
Hey, Jorge.
Yes, Jesus.
You remind me of an orchestral instrument, one that looks like a small Greek harp.
Wait. Are you calling me a liar?
Really good.
Drama in that one.
Pat, still here?
Yeah. Liar's good. It's a small harp. I'm still reeling from the accent in the last one. It was the old cheat joke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But that's a fair while that's been done.
Yeah, we're not afraid of anything. Off we go.
Hey, Jesus.
Yes, Jorge.
I'm glad we're such good friends.
So am I, because without you, I'd just be flat.
Be flat?
Do one of them? Just to remind me. Yeah, that's a funny one.
And do another minim, Ben. Thank you. Sorry, well, that sounded like a crotchet.
Yeah, sorry, wrong one. Hang on. There you go.
Thank you.
How many more verses, guys?
None.
That's all,
it.
Actually.
Yeah.
While Jorge and Jesus, the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by.
And that's the 3 minutes up. We can hear Mark on the automaton playing Final Countdown.
Yes!
Not bad.
I quite like this thing. This is excellent.
Hey, Pat, what do you think about sitcoms and panel shows? And do you want to do that more of that sort of thing?
Yeah, I get like this on those kind of things. Of sitcoms, not necessarily. I'd be... where's this going? I'd go to a sitcom.
I wrote that in.
Panel shows scare me a little bit.
I'll show you on the script there because I realised I hadn't asked you anything.
Oh, right.
So I thought I'd ask you that question.
That's quite an open one, isn't it?
Yeah. Panel shows scare you?
I think I would be sitting there laughing a lot and smiling. One of them.
Well, that sounds quite fun.
Makes the edit, but only visually.
But sitcoms, have you written this?
I tried. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Cool, isn't it?
Working on one at the moment with a couple of friends.
What's it called?
It's called. Well, working title is Bucket.
Bucket.
About a friend of ours who died.
Do you want to? Do you need a theme tune?
Yeah.
What's
we do.
The tone of the show? What's it?
Sort of bleak. Imagine a bleak Fenland wasteland.
Oh. Imagine it. We'll bloody represent it. Oriental as well.
Bucket.
That's. Yeah. I'd have that. We'd have that in a shot. That little thing you did on the cymbals, scraping the.
Yeah.
Is that a nylon tip you got there? Or is it?
No, it's wood.
Wood. Oh, wood? I'd never. Oh, that's one thing I never knew.
Oh, it sounds like a minnow. Is that horrible. Another minnow?
Yeah, it's
another
really minnow. Good.
Thanks, Pat.
Who are you writing it with? Do you mind if I ask you that?
It'll be the classic John Kearns.
And
Greg James.
Oh, from Radio 1.
We all went to university together. In fact, I first met you at university. You won't remember this. Oh. I was comparing an Avalon night that you did.
Oh.
And you needed to find out where the 25 bus went from. And I said, don't worry, I'll walk you there.
You walked me there?
I walked you there.
Oh.
And on the way there, I went... How do you do comedy?
I hope I said, I don't know.
You were really sweet. Yeah. You said, you had a good bit. That's what you said. Oh. Yeah, you know that bit was good.
Uh-uh.
And then went, where's the bus?
Oh, dear me. So, what, 2000 or something like that? Was
ages 2000? Ago. Yeah. Ages ago.
Oh, well, it was lovely to meet you then. Thank you for getting me to the bus, all right?
Yeah, no.
I don't think I've ever been on a... bus.
You might have been getting a taxi.
Probably the no. Yeah, you probably walked me to the
rank,
to the limo.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Pat. I think you've also got a good bit now. It's a song called Coconuts. Is it called Coconuts or is it called Coconuts?
Yeah, it's about 4 years old.
Okay. Oh.
But I can't lose it. It's hanging around my neck.
I've got a bit that's 16 years old and I'm
there
still
go.
Learning. So that's
still your best bit.
Yeah. I was just mentioning that to a friend the other day.
I probably did that.
You did that night and I went, oh, that's quite good.
Yeah, still doing it.
I like that.
Still doing it. Okay, so Coconuts. I'm going to ask you afterwards. How did you write it and what's your process? So get ready for that.
Sure. Does it need the context? I don't know. Yes, I think it does. So
that's
basically...
one of our songs. Does it need a context? Yes, I think it does.
I got a cold call PPI insurance claim. I'm a comedian, so I had 9 hours to kill in the day. I thought I could either just tell this bloke to jog on or I could have a bit of fun with him because I've got hours to kill. So I said, I'll give you my details, mate, but I'm going to do it in the form of a song. He said, what? I said, here we go! So my name's Captain Coconuts, mate. Okay, sir, I just need to get it right on the form. If you could spell it out letter for letter to me, that'd be great. All right, mate, but it's coconuts. We've all drunk the milk, we've all eaten the meat. We know how coconuts is spelled. No, sir, I just need to get it right on the letter. All right, mate, my name's Captain Coconuts, and it's spelled a little bit something like this. Here we go. C for coconuts, O for oak nuts, C for co-nuts, O for o-nuts, N for nuts and U for uts, T for ts and S for say what, you wanna hear it again? C for coconuts, O for oak nuts, C for co-nuts, O for o-nuts, N for nuts and U for uts, T for ts and S for somebody stop me! C for coconuts, O for oaknuts, C for co-nuts, O for o-nuts, N for nuts and a U for us, T for ts and S for 17 minutes long this song. Coconuts! 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 And all the girlies said, I'm pretty thick for a Pritt stick. C for coconuts, O for oaknuts, C for co-nuts, O for nuts, N for nuts, and a U for uts, T for ts, and S for seriously, he's not going to carry on with this. Yes, he is! C for coconuts, O for oaknuts, C for co-nuts, O for nuts, N for nuts, and a U for uts, T for ts, and S for sorry! Break this thing right down the middle. Let's split it in two. How do you spell coconuts? It's just cocoa, 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 nuts. Everybody, cocoa, 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 nuts. Yes, cocoa, 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 nuts. Can't hear you, cocoa, 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 nuts. A few more times, cocoa, 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 nine more times, cocoa, cocoa. What does it spell? Coconuts. C for coconuts. O for coconuts. C for coconuts. Oh, oh, and for nuts, and you for nuts, T for S for thank you very much. Seriously, seriously, thank you very much. Cheers for having me. It's so funny doing that. I was trying to do that. I was in my head. I'm doing the live bits with the audience. So I'm going. That's when I'm saying like everybody. It's just. I'm just. Oh, so funny how reeled into your brain it gets, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you're doing. Is that the same actions you would do live?
Almost. I'm just walking dance.
Cross country skiing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really good song. It's the sort of song we wish we'd written straight away.
Love it.
It was. Do you know? You probably don't know the genesis, but I'm going to tell you.
I do. I want to know. Why did you? Run
oh, you're
going to
ask me. There we go. Yeah, yeah. There's a podcast by the guy who's an elf for QI.
Dan Schreiber.
Right? Dan Schreiber. Yes, indeed. Yes. And he was telling on stage a fact about President Banana and Prince Philip. And President Banana was an African president that banned, wherever he was from, I can't remember, banned people making jokes about bananas.
Right.
And he arrived in the UK and Prince Philip said, did you come on your own? Was there a bunch of you?
Oh, he's on week three, by the way, this series.
It'd be good. I then went on stage after that and I went, I can't remember how, but I ended up spelling out banana, saying B for banana, A for banana, right. N for nana, A for ana. And then there was an old 50s rockabilly track that I was listening to, and it fit perfectly. So I got a friend to do a version of that. Banana, B-A-N, have you bored you yet?
You need more, did you?
B-A-N-A-S, coconuts is, yeah, fit, that's the one that fits spot on. And so that's the genesis. It was actually thanks to Dan Schreiber.
So President Banana became Captain Coconuts.
Captain Coconuts, yeah.
And in your head, what does Captain Coconuts look like?
Me,
is it you?
Me, probably with my cock out in the front room.
The coconut
out. With me, coconuts out.
And what are you ordering in the song? No, it's PPI. Yeah. Did you get it in the end? Did you get any money back?
I got a PPI. I got £1,500 from Barclays.
Not bad. Not bad. Anyone else got PPI?
Yeah, I did.
I
shouldn't
be bothered.
I tried it.
Oh, sorry. The pianist is speaking. Hello, pianist. Hello.
Hi.
You tried it?
I went through all the things, but Barclays just got really angry with me for trying my luck.
The band members have written some questions for you now, Pat. Would you like to hear their questions?
Yeah.
You can choose.
By the way.
Yeah, what style of music do you want underneath the questions?
It's a bit ska.
Yeah?
Oh, nice.
Good choice.
Yeah,
like yeah.
Hey, Pat, who do you want to ask a question for? He's pointing at Mark. The guitarist. What's your question to Pat Cahill, Mark?
Now, Pat Cahill, would you mind answering my query? Do your teeth give you any jip?
Oh. Yeah. My teeth are like a bad shop display, and the shop's just full of rotting flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great question, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who do you want to ask the next question, Pat?
Let's have the trumpeter,
Joe.
Yes, Joe. It's my turn now. Here goes nothing. What's in the moon?
What's in the moon?
Yeah. What's in the moon, Pat?
It's dead rock. It's granite, maybe granite.
Who's next?
Drums. I don't think my question's very good, but here it is anyway. What do you think about Little Dark Tunnels?
Little Dark Tunnels.
What do you think about Little Dark Tunnels?
I remember them from drum and bass jungle. I got stuck in a few.
Oh,
I really was into drum and bass.
Well, we're finding out all about Pat Cahill. Two more questions. Where are we going now?
Let's go.
I don't know what that guy's called. What's your name?
Great to see you, Mr. Cahill. I always wanted to ask you this. You know, when you're driving a car, yeah? Do you ever look at the dial that tells you how hot the engine is or not, bro?
Can't drive a car, but I've looked at other people's dials.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not confident in their driving.
Okay, just peer over at the dial, do you?
Occasionally, yeah. And at the same time, hold the old safety rail.
Yeah, I love holding the safety rail. One question left. Build up to the question, please. Will it question?
Yeah, boy. Listen to this banging question. Have you got any really tall friends?
Oh, good one.
Pete Heat, magician. Pete Massive. Yeah. Wears a top hat, emphasises it. He's really tall.
I mean, I think we discover a lot about the guests in that bit. I really do.
Pete Heat!
Fleshy, rotting flesh mouth. Little Dark Tunnel, and stop. There we go. We're going to have one more song from you.
Fair enough.
This one, the name. We don't know the song, but we know the name of the song. Do you want to introduce it? What's this one called?
Forgetful Granny.
Oh, you call it that?
Is it?
Yeah. Well, it's not called that in the version you sent us.
Yeah. Well, we won't say that yet.
Oh, will that ruin the joke?
Yeah.
Oh, well, normally the tradition is in the podcast, I ruin the jokes of the guests. Well, of the band.
No,
I don't want to ruin
band,
your joke.
Yeah.
I won't ruin your joke. Forgetful Granny, is that what it's called? Okay, so afterwards I'll tell you, the listeners, what you sent this to me as. Because my white wife and
I've got
small
some
children.
Terribly saved tracks. Mm. Terrible names.
Yeah.
I have to apologise occasionally when I send them to Soundmen.
Why do you send them to Soundmen?
Because they have to...
I see. You're not just...
Just pitching.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, mate? If there's any spots, let me know. Just the backing track as well, no lyrics.
Okay, well, this is the last of Pat Cahill's songs.
Oh, no, my gran has gone and lost her fanny. Forgetful Fanny Granny. Where has she left her puss? Well, she's had a lot on her mind. Hey! But if she just look closer under the stairs, she find her puss there unawares. And if she crept up and said, I'll always treat you better, no matter what the weather, puss would not be so afeard. But as Grandma said, I'm far too old to get my c*** out in the cold. That's why my fanny is in there.
We could do twat if you want instead. Shall I do... No. If that's the original war, that's another war song, is it?
Yeah.
Which war is that? That's the first war, was it?
First. Crimean.
Yes.
Should I do twat instead?
No.
We've had a to the podcast before. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
There's six there in every week.
Oh,
Very mean joke from the pianist. Right. Well,
I like the sentence at the end. I could put a twat in it. I should end every song like that.
If you want, I could put a twat in it. We've got the last game of the episode now. It's called Who's Done All These Things in a Car Then? It's an easy game. All of you are going to play musical instruments. But you used to play the drums.
I did. I was a terrible drummer. My band used to, we always started with a guitar riff because I could never remember the tempo. If they turned to me, I'd go, come on, 2, 3, 4. Well, even on a slow
song. I'd like to hear that now. Would you mind stepping into the drum machine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ben, would you mind swapping seats with Pat Cahill? It's a simple idea. You play your musical instruments. You have to stop playing if you haven't done any of these things in a car. Stop playing if you haven't made a big mess. Have we all made a big mess in a car? Yeah. Stop playing if you've never sworn at other drivers with your fingers or your mouth. We've lost the pianist. Never sworn at another driver. Everyone else has. Teeth brush, etc. Everyone brush their teeth in the car? We've lost the bassist. Never brushed their teeth in the car. Audiobooks. Listen to an audiobook in a car? Yeah. Oh, Pat Cahill, never listen to an audiobook or a podcast or the radio. Never listen to the radio in a car?
No, I haven't got a car.
I haven't got a car.
I was enjoying playing music.
You're allowed to carry on. Now you have to stop. Wee wee time! Who's in a wee wee in a car?
The van.
Pardon?
The van.
Yeah, that's fine. Boot open driving. Everyone driven with a boot open because of a bulky item. Held an animal that wasn't a cat or a dog in a car. Sounds like it's just Ben. What animal did you hold in a car?
Spider.
Held it?
Well, I had to throw it out the window.
Yeah, that counts. Keep going.
Gently.
Keep playing the beautiful tune. Slept overnight. Singing. Cheering. Bleeding. Where were you bleeding from?
My toe, a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, good point. Weeping. When did you last weep in a car?
When my toe was bleeding.
Cool skid. Done any cool skids in a car?
My pants.
Keep playing. Yogurt. Yogurt. Eating yogurt or something quite similar to yogurt?
Fruit corner.
That'll do. Full change of clothes. Full change of clothes in the car. No, you must have. Yeah. Business deal. Any sort of business deal?
Yeah.
No.
You must have taken a gig on.
Is it a gig or business deal?
Yeah, in your life.
Mm. Naughty cuddles. Oh, he's cheered up now. Dental work. I mean, missed out on Christmas dinner and a mega wheelie. Before we finish, you might have to swap places. Would you want to do a quick drum sort of it'd be nice to hear the best Cahill drumming. Oh. Hit every drum. Oh. In a little solo.
Give me some music to play along with because I just can't do a solo.
What sort of music? Sort of
anything, and I'll try and join in.
Yeah, okay. Pat Cahill on the drums. Pat Cahill on the drums. Yeah, Pat Cahill on the drums. Pat Cahill on the drums, everyone. Yeah. Oh, well, great game there. Well done, Ben. You've done the most things in a car.
Thank you.
Before we finish, I do think we have time for Will's recurring idea. What was the idea, Willip? Willip? Willip?
Hmm?
What?
Yeah.
Actually, guys, it's time for all this fun to stop. It's the end of the podcast. We've had a nice time, but now everyone has to go home. Music for the thanks, please. Yes. Yes, that's right. Thank you for listening to all of this stuff. Thank you, Joel Porter, for editing all of this stuff. Thanks, Joe Walker, for recording all of this stuff. Thanks to Will Collier, Joe Auckland, Mr. Music on Keys, Mark Brown and Ben Reynolds for making music in this and all of this stuff. But mostly thanks to our best guest ever. By some distance, it's Mr. Pat Cahill. Pat Cahill. Stay tuned for a tiny bit of bonus content from the tiny trumpeter. We'll be back in 1 week time. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, Coconut.
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 This.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's Dingle time.
Tingle time!
Yes, Dingle time.
Dingle time!
Dingle time. Dingle time.
Tingle time!
Johnny's just a normal man. He plays video games if he can. Johnny does woodworking too. But his back is kind of screwed, yeah. No more mice, yeah. No more mouses. But Johnny's just a normal man. He plays video games if he can. No more mice, yeah. No more mouses. But Johnny does woodworking too. But his back is kind of screwed, yeah.
When he watches movies with his friends,
yeah.
He loves to guess what will happen in the end. And after years of frustration, he sorted out infestation.
No more mice, yeah. No more mouses for Johnny.
She's the only Leone for me. The only Leone you need. The only Leone for everyone. She shines like a peacock in the morning sun. The only Leone for you. The only Leone may you.
When I was born, I thought I was the only horn. But then I saw my mom and realised she was another horn. Then the very next morn I met another horn. My dad's called Sean, yeah, he's called Sean Horn. So I'm not the only horn that's ever been born. And there's my sister Dawn, yeah, she's called Dawn Horn. I'm never forlorn if I find another horn. We're not like unicorns, we got more than one horn. So please don't yawn as you listen to this song, cause I found another horn. That's right, I found another horn. He's called Duncan, Duncan Horn. He makes the clothes that he's worn. That's right, Duncan Horn.
Complimenting his
feet and receives his treat of a cherry pie to eat. Chris Covert, Chris Covert.
For the New Year's honours, where I thank those people who've donated $5. Cat Duncan, Robbie Carver, Chris Wood, Chris Hutton, David Dolliver, Maxwell Harrison, Richie Heimbrock, Lawrence Keynes, Mina V, Andy Roberts, Patrick Sprague, Gerard Whitehead, David Powell, Connor Tully, Greg Davis and Grant Smith, Luke Bottrill, Olivia Grundy, Mr. Daniel Hurst, Laurie Labe, La La La, Rob Booth, Margaret Cross, Pearson Reeves, Toby Daniel, Benjamin Carter, Ian Hazen. That is all the people I've got round to logging at this stage. But if you've also donated $5, I will get round to you very soon. Thanks all. It's still the best piece of music ever written. And it was written by the man who plays the piano, who could be called Patrick, Gerard, David, Connor, Greg or Grant or Luke or Olivia or Daniel or Rob or Margaret or Bethan or Toby or Benjamin or Ian. There's no way of finding out. Goodbye.
Welcome back, listeners. It's now time for your bonus content. And Joe Auckland, I gather you've been doing some research into the band's clothing.
That's right.
Alan.
Alex.
Here we go.
Take it away.
Thirty percent of my life, I've had my flies undone.
How about you, Mark?
20% of the time I've had my flies undone.
Mark Brown, then.
20% of the time I've had my flies undone.
A fifth of his life.
20% of my life I've had my flies undone.
A bit less than the trumpeter.
How about you?
Where are we going now?
Eight.
Oh, who's that?
5% of my life, I've had my flies undone.
It's the pianist, it's called Ed.
5% of my life, I've had my flies undone.
lies on
a very low number from the organised
5% of my life. I've had my flies undone.
5%.
How about you, Ben?
Oh, here comes the drummer.
10% of my life I've had my flies undone. 10% of my life I've had my flies undone.
Surprisingly high, actually, for the drummer.
10% of my life I've had my flies undone. How about you?
Only one left.
Will! 35% of my life I've had my flies undone.
Big one from the bases.
35% of my life I've had my flies undone.
More than one day in three.
35% of my life I've had my flies undone.
Gaping hole down there.
How about you?
So one of us must always have our flies undone.
And that is correct, the stats work
one
out.
One of us must always have our flies undone.
The band is always open
one
down
of
there.
Us must always have our flies undone.
On the match.
Let's find out who.
Okay, so we're all standing up now. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.